chasing down a memory of the way things used to be. Kids playing underneath an old street light, knowing they were safe when they laid down at night. I'm looking for something I ain't seen in a while. I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone, long gone. But I know in my heart it's still out there. Can somebody please tell me where? I'm looking for America. I'm searching for an old church steeple where inside you'll find people who live their lives unashamed, and they ain't afraid to say God's name out loud.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm looking for
Midwest Outdoor Studios, Looking for America. This is your host, Ray I, deep within the bunker, undisclosed location. 590 The Fan, KFNS. Mark Wills sung that song on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. Brought the house down. Awesome song. Right, Vulgar Wagner?
Unbelievable
song. Of course,
song.
That's the Vulgar Wagner and Matty G.
Here we are into our second hour. In previous shows, we talked about great places to eat, like down in Licking, PJ's, Klein's out in Rosebud, Missouri. We stopped in a little town called Perryville, down in south on 55 Highway, on the way down to go to Tennessee. And there's a little place down there called Parquette Restaurant. They're at 211 South Kings Highway in Perryville, Missouri. That's right off the main drag. Now, that's not out on the highway, on the interstates where all the fast food places is. This is a great little restaurant. Good breakfast. Great breakfast. That's where the local people go. That's where you look for all the pickup trucks. Great breakfast. Ham was awesome. Great food. These are great folks. There was an elderly gentleman there. It was his birthday. The restaurant folks, the waitress and the cooks brought him out a birthday cake. The whole place sang happy birthday to him. What a neat experience. All the people were very friendly, but the food is fabulous. So if you get down on Perryville, get off 55 and get away from those fast food places if you want a really good breakfast, and run down to the Parquette Restaurant down on 211 South Kings Highway. Great place to eat. Also in this segment, we're going to go out and grab our buddy from Indian Creek Shooting Systems, Stuart. And we tried to get him on last week, couldn't get him on. We're going to get him on and get just a little bit of information from Stuart Ruling today. So, good morning, Stuart.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate you getting on the show with us, man.
Oh, no problem. It's a pleasure.
Why don't you just tell our listeners about the Indian Creek shooting system choke tubes and why they should be shooting it on their turkey hunts?
Well, we started Indian Creek back in 2006, and we were just trying to make something that shot a little bit better than comes with your stock shotgun. You know, the tubes that you get, three tubes every time you buy a shotgun. Full choke is normally the tightest thing that you get. We just thought that we could improve on it. So we went to the design table and got a patent on our parallel porting system, and then from there we did some internal geometry to make the choke tube really perform. It does really good. We've done quite a bit, a few benchmarks over the years. I don't know if a lot of people know about it, but there's a National Wild Turkey Federation has a steel target world championship, mm-hmm. and that's held every year in October. Since 2006, we were fortunate enough to win the last 38 out of a possible 51. Since 2006, so we've done pretty good in there, and that's pretty much what put us on the board, the National Wild Turkey Federation steel target shoot.
Yeah, but also the choke tubes are very lethal on turkeys.
Yeah, and that's the whole reason that we designed it, right. You know, and it's just a better pattern, a more uniform pattern, and it holds the shot string together better. With the parallel ports that we use, it actually attaches itself, not really attaches itself, but it retards the wad as it goes through the choke tube, and it keeps it from going out there and messing with your shot string, and that's what gives you the more even, tighter, more uniform patterns. And you know, we're shooting these things out to 40 yards and seeing, depending on the ammunition you use, up to 200 to 240 pellets in a 10-inch circle at 40 yards. So, you know, that's pretty dense.
Yeah, that was like guys were on the media hunt last fall down on the Ozarks, and we told the guys we were going to go ahead and pattern the guns, and you and Mike set up a shooting range, and we were going to pattern. The guys are going, oh, you know, my gun's good. I know where I'm at. I said, shoot this gun, your gun, with this choke tube. Remember that? I said, yeah. Put this shell in there, and then they'd shoot the gun at the target, and they'd go, wow. It was. We got a great reaction from everybody, even little brother Marty. You know, Marty was like, hey, my gun's good. I said, shoot the gun. He shot it. He goes, okay. Yeah, all right. We know what he's shooting at.
Yeah, I know. I think he actually took one of the chokes out of one of the Meteor Rider's guns, and I think he still has it today. It was surprising to see his reaction. So it is a whole bunch better than most, yeah.
Well, you guys are a Missouri company, a United States company. You build your products right here, and I've been to your plant. I've been to your facility. Of course, I did a tour and shot some video. Incredible manufacturing, but overall, you're a great company, but you're great guys, and you're turkey hunters, and that's what's really cool.
Yeah, we love to turkey hunt.
Well, we did some hunts together. We went out to Wyoming one year for a media hunt, and that was really cool. We got to test an open country with the choke tubes, and we went to Nebraska, and we checked them there. Worked with them there, and they really work well. We shoot them on all our guns, and I just want to tell you guys we appreciate you, and thank you so much for sponsoring our media hunt and taking care of our media guys like that, coming to camp, spending the time. You did a major accomplishment for your Uncle Ray. You got my buddy Spence Turner a gobbler. That was so awesome.
That was a good thing, you know, and I got to thank you, Ray, for helping us out, because, you know, the poor guy's got a prosthetic leg, and we were pretty much confined to a blind.
Yeah.
And you and I hooked up there in the afternoon, and I said, you know, there was turkeys gobbling up in that bench, and we need to get up on that bench, and I ain't going to get Spence up there.
Right.
So you put your nose to the ground, and I followed you, and you showed me where to go, a couple of places where we could get him, and it worked out, you know. So it was a great plan. It really hit me home with Spence, because an older gentleman, and he was so happy, because he said he never really had a bird work like that, you know, like gobble and come in and actually shoot them. So
that hunt made the camp, and to hear you tell him the story, and then with Spence saying, when he looked at you and said Elvis has left the building, that was just almost too much. That was just so cool. And
then, we had a good time.
You had a little incident when you was with the bird. You looked up and Spence was coming down the hill, and he had his pants down.
Well, this is true, and he had shot the bird, you know, and I ran down there right away. He just hammered him. I mean, he was using the Spectre shot, and I don't know what all hit that bird, but I ran down there because I didn't see or hear no flopping. I didn't even know what went on. So I ran down there, and I grabbed him, and I seen the bird, and I looked up, and I said, Spence, you got him. And he's like, all right, you know, and he's high-fiving and everything. And then of course, the bird had so much, you know, blood and everything on his head, but whenever I went to grab him, to bring him up there, then he started flopping. So I'm just holding on to him because I didn't want blood all over my pants and everything. So I look up at Spence and see what the heck he's doing. And there he's standing there with no pants on. And I'm like, you know, Spence, what are you doing? He goes, well, I almost lost the leg.
Yeah. So, his leg was coming off and he dropped his drawers.
Yeah. So he dropped his drawers and then he readjusted his leg and everything was good after that. But I mean, that's probably the weirdest thing I've ever seen in a turkey hunting situation.
Well, you haven't hunted with me enough yet. All right. Give us some information where people can get more information about your great products at Indian Creek Shooting Systems.
Well, you can look us up on Facebook. Just you know, punch in Indian Creek Shooting Systems and it should come up. And then on the World Wide Web at www.indiancreekss.com. And you can also call the shop in Frona at 573-824-5555.
All right, Stuart. Thank you. We'll talk to you later, my friend.
Uh-huh.
We need to take a break. We'll see y'all on the other side.